You're listening to Opulent Network Radio on WOPN 1011, Atlanta, Georgia. Each one, teach one, love one. Helping others help themselves.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to another episode of Wisdom Wednesday. I'm going to be your special guest host tonight, Dr. Navigator. Our lovely Ms. Lane, she's not feeling too good, so I'd like everybody, please, keep her in your prayers. Next, I would like to say Happy Valentine's to all the wonderful people out there in the world. Happy Valentine's to everybody who's on the show, and may God bless you. Tonight's show, since today's Valentine, you know, let's talk about love for a moment. So this is an emotion that, you know, very intense. But we're going to go beyond love because tonight is Valentine. Let's talk about a healthy relationship. A healthy relationship, now. You know, because if I just talk about love, we all have love for something. But we all seek what? One thing, a healthy relationship with our significant other. Now, when we speak about a healthy relationship, what is actually a healthy relationship? Now, you can be in a relationship with someone that can be detrimental, or you can be in a relationship with someone that you feel forced to be in. Or you can be in a relationship with someone that, you know, you're just there. It don't make you healthy. See, tonight we're going to talk about a healthy relationship. One of the first things that you must have for a healthy relationship is mutual respect. Now, when we use this word respect, respect means that each person values who the other is and understands the other person's boundaries. And when you talk about boundaries, you're talking about how far is a person willing to go. Everybody is not the same. Some people despise people doing certain things that, you know, some people just find like, hey, it's not a problem with it. It's minute. You know, I left the toilet seat up, but you just hate it. And it causes a disturbance within our relationship. Okay, most women say, you know, they don't like cheating men. But we all say men are dog and they cheat. But when you catch them, what happens? The relationship is basically over. If you had the respect, if he had the respect, then, you know, he would understand your boundaries. It's certain things that you're just not going to tolerate. It's certain things you're just not going to, you know, put up with, and cheating is one of them. You know, that is something, you know, most people are not going to tolerate. See, these are boundaries, and that's understanding the person's boundaries. That's understanding that I got into a relationship with someone, and that they had kids, okay, and these children, you know, she don't like my saying that to her kids. She, you know, I can't, you know, discipline them or nothing. These are the boundaries. Now, is this a healthy relationship? I tend to believe it ain't. Because when children are involved and you're with someone, you know, we live in a family-oriented, you know, setting. You've got to play the role of a father. You could say stepfather or stepdad. Still and all, that's the role you got to play. And it's something that you and her should have an understanding over before we get that far. So when if we don't have an understanding, then the relationship is not healthy. Now we speak about trust. We understand about respect, but trust. Partnership, you know, place trust in each other and give each other the benefit of the doubt. Basically saying that, hey, I can trust you. You don't got to worry about me going through your phone. You don't have to worry about me, you know, thinking that you're going, when you go out with your family or your girlfriends or whatever, that you cheating. I shouldn't have to worry about that. I feel like if I tell you that, you know, we got X amount of dollars in our account, that them dollars should be there unless they use for something beneficial to us and our household. If I don't believe that, then I'm hiding things from you. Or I'm looking at you a certain way and I can't, you know, really coincide with you because I don't trust you. But we still say we're in a relationship because it's the other reason I'm there, because I need somewhere to stay. You know, somebody that work, and I'm just a deadbeat guy. Yet it's still, you're looking for a guy, but it's not healthy. this could be very detrimental. So when we talk about the characteristics of a healthy relationship, first we got to have what, you know, trust, we said that, right? But we got to talk about honesty. You got to, you know, compromise. You got to be able to actually settle, you know, disputes without going too far. You know, you can't get caught up in your feelings, just settle a dispute, and your truth going to come out where you really don't, you know, respect this person. Remember, I just said the word respect. We spoke about that earlier. Individuality. You got to know who you are. Monday we had a beautiful show with Miss Naomi Love on Motivation on Monday. And a lady came on the show and she said something that, you know, changed the whole show. She said something that a person has to know themselves in order to love another. So you have to know yourself in a relationship. I have to know that, hey, am I ready for a relationship? Am I going to be committed to this relationship? What are my intents into this relationship? Do I actually love this individual that I'm dealing with? You have to know yourself. And some people, even if they love a person, they say, hey, I just can't help but, you know, cheat. I can't help but let my eyes wander. I can't help but, you know, say, hey, I'm going to want no job. I can't help but say that I want to sit around and smoke, you know, some type of weed or drink a lot. You know, me and my mama are so close that I'm a mama boy. And I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing at home. Individuality. Know yourself. Because if you don't know yourself, how do you expect your partner to know you? You're changing daily. So what does that mean? The next characteristic. Good communication. We're not communicating. Because I don't know me. So I don't know what I may do next. And if we don't have good communication in a relationship, it's already set to be a failure. Learn to actually communicate. It's very important. It's very important. And I didn't say good communication after I said the other two because it means less. Matter of fact, to me, communication should be number one. Because we can't talk about certain things. If we can't, you know, actually coincide with one another, but we can speak and, you know, if we got a problem, we can sit down and talk about it. If we got something going on that we need to discuss, but I'm not feeling you right now and I'm not going to talk to you about it, then how what we need to do going to be done? Communication is very important. I'm talking about extremely important. Anger control. Anger, see, this is something that because I love you, I don't know how to control my anger. So I get, you know, I go berserk. Or because I don't have no respect for you and I get mad, then here comes another part of my anger. I'm able to get, you know, physical. Because you got to have anger control. Because when you're in a relationship, you're not talking about a person that you meet on the street that disrespects you. You say, child, please, and you walk off. You're talking about someone you're living with, someone that you got a relationship with, someone you're dealing with daily. If you don't know how to control your anger with this person, your anger will reflect on them. Believe me, this is very unhealthy. The next one, fighting fairly. So you're going to have a fight, and I'm not talking about physical. I'm talking about you're going to have a fight in your relationship that I get grudgeful. And in my grudge, I think you cheat now. I don't know you cheating. I think you cheat. Well, they give me the right to cheat. That's not fighting fair. That's not being mature. I use something against you that I know, okay, say for instance, you're a little overweight, and I walk by and I say something verbal like, you know, about weight. And I know this bothers you. That's not fighting fair. That's not showing respect nor love. You know, that is where you getting off because you got a grudge. And in a relationship, this is way unhealthy. This is how they always should begin to fail. All relationships don't fail on the fact that you're violent or you're abusive or that you're a cheat or that, you know, you don't give them lost respect. It comes because you're not fighting fair. You got a grudge, and you really don't love the person. Your relationship is doomed off the beginning from the word go. So learn to fight fair. And when you say fight fair, I'm talking about we go back to compromising. You got to compromise. Now, this segment, I brought it because today is Valentine's. And Monday we learned that on Miss Naomi Love show that a lot of times in our relationships and our communities and, you know, situation that man, we don't have love all the time in our community. This was something that I stated because it really don't even exist no more. Now people get together and they say, hey, I'm with this person because of sexual attraction. It don't have nothing to do with sincere love no more. This is why the average marriage don't last for over a good year no more. This is why we don't have that grandparent love. Well, you know, grandma died and granddaddy died soon after because he just couldn't live without her. Our granddaddy died and grandmother never had another man no more. She was able to. She wasn't that old. But yet it's still today, you know, you can go to the dentist. And I got somebody else already. We don't have that type of commitment, that community. And you have to wonder why. Where did this come from? People, you know, people, did they change? Did the world change? The life? What changed that we no longer have this type of love and commitment in our community, in relationships? What actually happened that we don't have this strong, powerful love no more? But you want to be a good father. You want to protect your wife and your kids and provide for them. Why don't we have that no more? Now, we can say, hey, social media, because we didn't have that back in my grandparents' days, where we were so exposed to so many different aspects of life and, you know, different people that this is a problem. It's people I've met on social media all the time would have never met in my life, all in, you know, other countries. You know, so this can be a problem. But in reality, I don't care if you bring social media. I don't care what comes about. You as a person, a human, you know when you love someone, you just need to respect them, and you need to respect that relationship. And if you really want that relationship, then you're going to do the right thing, no matter who you meet. But see, we don't have that no more. That's why we don't have this type of love no more. We don't have this type of commitment no more. And the worst thing about that is killing our youth. It's hurting our children. But we're so caught up in our own way of thinking, our own, you know, situation and relationship that we don't even think about our youth. So before I go any further, I'm going to ask, if anybody would like to speak about this topic tonight, a healthy relationship, what do you think about it? What do you actually think a healthy relationship is or should be? And if you'd like to speak, please, you know, you can get the flow. Hit press one or if the line is open, speak respectfully. You got the flow. Okay. So, hello?
Well, I'll speak real quick.
Go ahead.
Just listening to what you were stating, you know, about how relationships are going today. I think the thing is people are so caught up in what's going on around them, they're always looking for that next best thing. And sometimes that next best thing is already sitting right in front of them, but they're so busy looking past it, they don't even see it. You know, people don't understand that, you know, loyalty and, you know, respect for one another is right there. But, you know, they're always afraid that something else could be better, that, you know, they can't just settle down and look what's right in front of them. Like you said, social media. We're so busy worrying about what's going on in someone else's life and what's going on in someone else's home, we don't stop and look at what's right in front of us and right in our own backyard. And, you know, I think that's where a lot of our relationships are ending. You see a lot of really great couples who are very much into one another, in tune with one another. But, you know, got to make sure there's nothing else out there that I might be missing. So, you know, I'm watching it daily. I see some couples that you just sit and go, what's wrong with you? You know, but it takes that respect and that loyalty to yourself to be able to see, you know, what's going on out there.
And I agree with you. I agree with you wholeheartedly. I don't think nothing you said right then was against was untrue. Your ideology is very much on point. We no longer worry about what's in front of us. It don't matter. You know, when the relationship was built, and it's very true. However you start a relationship is the way it's going to end. If it was based on attraction, physical attraction, this is something that changed daily. It changes. You can either you can eat the wrong way and get that physical appearance going to change. It's going to change everything. If it was based on physical, it's going to change. Ms. Stephanie, I got to step out for 1 second.
All right. No, while he's stepping out, if anybody else wants to say anything, I'm going to open up the lines and let you just kind of speak freely if you have something you want to bring to the table. You know, I'd love to hear what, you know, anybody else's opinions. All lines are open. So, like I said, you want to speak, just speak up.
Hello. 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 How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am getting better. Wonderful. Our topic on healthy relationships, we that's something that needs to be talked about on a weekly basis due to the fact that there are a lot of unhealthy relationships, whether people know it or not. Just because someone says those three words to you does not mean that it actually is true. See, sometimes we go through the motions and the actions, but we don't deeply think about what this entails. I think we spoke on this. Monday about relations with Sister Naomi, and you have to dig deep inside a person's mind, soul, and body in order to know if they're for real or if they're tricking you. Because that's basically, there's a lot of relationships based off of trickery. How much money they got, how much money their family has, what they can do for them. It's always about what they can do. And that's a key thing in a relationship. But the thing is, the relationship should involve on a two-way street, not just a one-way street. I thank you for inviting me onto the show again. It is my show. I am lame, though I am under the weather, and I am trying my best to hold it down. Excuse me. Stephanie, are you still there?
I am glad my phone wasn't wanting to let me unmute for some reason.
Oh, that's
no, I'm glad to hear you on here. I know there's a lot of sickness going around, so I hope you feel better soon.
Yeah,
I've seen a ton of it at work.
I know. I don't want to spread it to the line, because we give love to the line. We don't want to give illness to the line. But I just use Duke, and I don't take medication too much, so I'm trying to do it the old-fashioned way when they didn't have no drugs, no pills, no nothing. Just tough it on out, you know.
And I feel you, Ms. Lane, and I thank you. And, you know, I love what you had to bring to the table. And I hear in your voice how you doing, and I'm sorry to hear that you're doing like that. Really, I am. But, you know.
I know you are, really, because you wouldn't have just sacrificed a good Thursday, because, you know, you're Wednesday, I'm sorry, because, you know, you would give, you would be my closer tonight. Though I wanted to say, everybody to listen in tomorrow, another special show with hopefully Dr. Navigator, Sister Divine, and Sister Naomi. Tomorrow, Thoughtful Thursday. Hopefully we can do that kabang-bang tomorrow. But otherwise, that's my thought on healthy relationships. Loving you guys. Back to the line. Good night.
Good night. And you know, I wish you the best. Like they say, a healthy relationship. And, you know, it's Valentine's. And this is why the dice topic is about a healthy relationship. You know, a lot of people you talk to, that you know, these days, they say they don't believe in Valentine's. They don't even celebrate it. And, you know, I kind of find it to be disturbing, because I think every day you should celebrate loving someone. Every day. It shouldn't be February the 14th. But if they took February the 14th and put it to the side for that particular reason, by all means, do it. By all means, it's no different than Christmas or Thanksgiving or, you know, any other holiday. I think by all means, you should show your significant other that, hey, I love you. And if you can do that once a year on Valentine's, you know, the other 364 days you didn't do it, then, hey, and you still with that person, there's something in that relationship that's meaningful. You know, maybe I look forward to every year, you know, for you to give me a balloon or a flower. But, hey, that's something to bring excitement, of, you know, to this relationship, making it healthy. It'll grow to become healthy. Okay. If anyone else would like to speak, please, you know, just press one and you will have the opportunity. But let's go back to the word respect. You know, I say the word respect in a healthy relationship because if it's healthy, it's got to be some type of respect. It got to be some type of respect within this relationship. Love and respect go hand in hand. If I love you, then I'm going to respect you. I'm going to respect you by not cheating. I'm going to respect you by not becoming abusive. I'm going to respect you by not being verbal abusive. I'm going to respect you because your family as well as mine because this, I love you. I love what you love. Meaning that I want nothing but the best and happiness for you and our household. But like I was saying earlier, we no longer have that because what our relationship is based on is no longer what it used to be. It's not based on the togetherness, union, commitment, being good fathers and good parents and good grandparents. It's based not on what? Sex. Like I told you about appearance, this is something that can be altered. This could be changed. When I met you in the club, you had long hair. You were beautiful. When we got to the hotel, you took all that off and you didn't even look the same. So, you know, of course I'm not going to feel the same. Well, if you're talking about a relationship, if you based it on sex alone, this is something that's going to diminish. It's going to change. And when that changes, do we not no longer have a relationship? Are we no longer compatible? Of course not, because your compatibility wasn't based on what we talk about off the network. Love. See, respect for both oneself and others is a key characteristic of healthy relationships. You're going to have respect for yourself as well as the person you're with. I cannot walk down the street in front of your mom with my pants sagging, you know, smoking a blunt and, you know, listening to loud music and, you know, showing that at 43 years old, I'm looking like I'm 20. This is no respect for myself, meaning that others are going to find that, hey, I must don't have no respect for you. Your family's not going to, you know, agree with this. Your kids are sitting back looking at this. And other guys are going to say, she must be, you know, vulnerable or something. He ain't talking about nothing. So then here come all these other guys disrespecting me by hollering at you. But I disrespected myself. I put myself in that situation by my character. See, when you talk about a healthy relationship and you talk about respecting yourself, then you talk about respecting that other one right there. That's the first thing you're talking about in respecting someone. Respect yourself. Have some dignity, some morals, some principles, a guide, some maturity within your own strive, your own struggle. Meaning now the person that you're with can actually coincide with you and look at you with respect, can actually respect the person that I love this person because, hey, out of all they go through, all they've been through, they respect themselves. This is a very key point in a healthy relationship. In contrast, in unhealthy relationships, one partner tries to exert control and power over the other, you know, the other one, either it could be physically, sexually, and or emotionally. This happens a lot of times with men. I'm a man, I'm speaking from a man's point of view. It happens a lot of times for men. For men, they look at women as possession, no longer as someone that you open the car door for, or you buy flowers for, or you kiss in the morning time. Why do I have to do that when I own you? I don't have to do that no more. I already got you now. You know, when I first met you, I did all these things because I was trying to get you. Now that I have you, I don't have to do that no more. But the lady, who women are emotional creatures, she's expecting this. And when it is not there no more, see, now guess what? The individuality is gone. You're not the same person I fell in love with. You have changed. Something's going on. You might be cheating. Are you on drugs? No. Then you don't know none of these things. He don't even cheat. He just look at you as a possession, meaning he don't look at you no more as an individual, a human that got feelings. And this is a bad trait that men have because men are egotistic. You are mine. You my woman. As if you're no longer your own person. When you see these things come to begin to, you know, generate or formulate, you need to take it right there. Because if you can't recognize it, then he's going to look at it as a vulnerability that you don't have, you know, kind of solve. You ain't so strong no more. Oh, he got you whipped. That's the word. Oh, he got you whipped. You know, you mine. No matter what I do, you gonna be there. Men do this. Believe me, I've done it numerous times. Being egotistic, being a man, being what God created. But see, when you mature, when you become a person that knows yourself, then you become in God's image. I don't mean that you have created man. It means you have created a better man within yourself. Now, that's when you're talking about doing God's image. This is when you're talking about I can love this individual because I know everything I do is for the betterment of my household. Men get away from that. They get away from that. And when you're talking about sexual abuse, well, you know, that's self-explanatory. I don't really think we have to go into the sexual abuse part. It's the same thing as the physical. It's the same thing as emotional. It's the same thing as I just told you. Men look at you as a possession. I'm going to do the things to you now sexually that I would never want to do to my queen, to my wife. If you allow me to do it, then guess what? I do it. But when a woman can tell a man, no, you're not going to do this to me or you're not going to treat or handle me like this, you will be surprised to find out how many men will respect your resistance. How many men say, hey, now I love the fact that she upholds a challenge. This is a person that respects herself, meaning she's not going to allow me to disrespect her. I love that about it. But if you become so, you know, recessive to the point where you say, hey, okay, because I love you, you do whatever you want. I promise you, you just lost your band right there. Because he look at you as a possession, and he's going to abuse you in some kind of way. When a man gets physical, verbal with you, emotionally, verbal abuse, when he tells you, he calls you the B word, and you don't check it. Well, now it becomes your, instead of saying babe, honey, sweetheart, now it's all these derogatory words, and you don't mind because as long as you're here with me, I take that. Men are emotional, egotistic creatures. They're going to look at it as a vulnerability, and they're going to abuse it. They're going to use it as a tool against you. And I'm telling you something. Some men probably be like, man, Dr. Navdeh, don't tell them that. We ain't trying to wake them up to the real about that. Man, you know, this off the network. This positive reserve voice is everywhere. We don't hide nothing. We ain't telling no lies. We just tell it how it is. So I'm not hiding the fact, as a man, that it's some great secret that men have on how we why we treat women like we do when we do get abusive. So I want to put that out there. I put it out there, and if anybody don't like that, I'm sorry. But I'm not going to lie to these ladies. We're going to keep it real here on Optum Network. Men, when they look at you as a possession, I promise you, and I'm telling you this from a man, you just lost your man right there. You did. And you can dispute it if you want him. Well, you're just a person that accepts abuse. We ain't going for that because Levain got a lot of different numbers you can call about abuse. There's a lot of different ways you can abuse someone. Please believe it. But the most important thing right here that I want to just express to everybody, if anybody want to speak, please, you know, say you do. But the most important thing is our kids, our youth. It is important to educate our youth about the values of respect and the characteristics of a healthy relationship and unhealthy relationship before they start. Now, you probably don't understand where I'm coming from, but our children watching our every action. If you try to tell your child, your daughter especially, about her relationship, you know what they do a lot of time in this day and time? You can't tell me nothing. You don't have a healthy relationship. You couldn't even keep my daddy. I don't even know who my dad is. Because your relationship started on something that where it wasn't love, it wasn't trust, it wasn't, you know, respect. So our kids sit back and look at us and realize that, hey, you can't give me no advice on this because you can't have a relationship. Look at you, Mom. Look at you, Dad. You know, how you going to tell me about a relationship? But kids, and kids are delicate. Man, and I got a found love for children. Really, I do. I got a found relationship for them because youth, kids may not even be equipped with the necessary skills to develop and maintain a healthy relationship. They're children. They don't know nothing about heartbreak. They don't know nothing about it's going to come a time when you and your high school sweetheart going to break up problems. They're going to break your little heart. How do they deal with it now? I mean, before when we dealt with it with, you know, hey, just maintain and carry on in life. But now kids who don't know how to deal with it, they take it to social media. And he gets on there, he says something about her, she says something about him. Friends, they like and they dislike, they make comments. And now look what you done did. You have discredited this child. The other guy going to look at it and say, oh, she'll go for anything. Because men got the tendency to talk about what they did. Well, you know, you were trying to keep me, so you did this and you did that sexually. Now, look what you just did to this little girl. You just turned this girl against men because they're so abusive. I don't want to deal with them no more. That means you killed her chances to grow as a woman. And you, as a parent, you can't even see it because how often you be on your child's, you know, social media network? How often do you actually sit down with your child and look at her Facebook page? Really seldom do we do this. And so we don't really know what's going on with our children, the abuse that they are receiving from friends, from peers, because of a relationship that they didn't even know about. They didn't even know how to maintain the relationship. And they're not equipped with these skills. And they not even know how to break up with somebody appropriately, the right way to, you know, have a breakup. Is there a right way to break up? Yes, it is. We just not feeling each other no more. So I think it's okay if we should go our separate ways. Children don't do this. They don't do this. They leave with grudges. They leave with resentment. And us as parents, we just said, we don't even realize what's going on with our children in relationship aspect. Because children don't feel compelled to come to their parents and tell them about their relationship, that what I did last night to try to keep, you know, my boyfriend. Honestly, you as a woman, step back and think. Did you go to your mom and tell her, last night I lost my virginity? No, it's not like that. See, maintaining open lines of communication may help them to have a healthy relationship and recognize the signs of unhealthy relationship, preventing the violence before it starts. But we don't know how to do that with our children because our children sit back and watch our relationship. What's our, you know, deteriorating, you know, environment? What we done went through with our, you know, significant others. And they try to duplicate that. They'll implement that. They'll try to do the same thing we did, knowing that, hey, or not knowing, man, this hurts. This type of abuse, this type of pain, it hurts so bad that it never can be repaired. You can go to counseling, you can take groups, you can find another boyfriend, girlfriend. It just don't heal the fact the way this individual hurts you. But you got to learn to deal with it. You got to learn the way to compromise with this pain. You got to find a way to, hey, teach myself and offer me to teach my children how to deal with this. Do you know? You don't really know how to. You don't know how. Because it's so hurtful that you yourself don't want to admit it. You don't want to recognize it. You don't want to embrace it. But your child is sitting back looking at you. Believe this. I know this from my own experience with my mom, who never really had a relationship. She just had a bunch of boyfriends. Called me to feel the same way. I say this because tonight is Valentine's Day. We're talking about healthy relationship, but in the mix of that, we always want to enhance and uplift our community. We always want to, you know, do something better for our kids. When we're doing something better for ourselves. In these relationships that we are having today, they are killing our children's chances to grow and have a future. They're killing our chances for our kids that say, hey, I know what a relationship should be about because I look at my mom and dad and see what they went through, the struggle that they went through to be together, to stay together. Not just, you know, what went on in the bedroom, but the struggles, of raising my children, of maintaining my relationship. I've seen it. I witnessed that. And that's how I want to be. We don't have that no more in our community. When you got grandmothers, they're not saying that, you know, I go with this young dude that's 20 years younger than me. We got fathers that don't even recognize their children, so they just go around and be with anybody. Our son said back and said, I want to be a player like my daddy. But do you know how being a player, how many people's hearts you're going to break? How many women going to be, you know, just in a state of mind where I won't even trust men no more. This is not healthy. not just for a healthy relationship, but for our community. This is not healthy for our youth. To say we got a chance to let our youth grow and be somebody, to have a healthy relationship. That my child is not going to have to encounter someone that's going to be abusive to them, someone that's going to hurt them. We just don't have that. And until we learn this in a healthy relationship, we're going to be continue to be the cause of our youth not having a future, the deterioration of our communities. Healthy relationships is based on what we talked about tonight, respect. That's just the number one thing, respect. Because communication is very important, but respect for yourself and that person is the number one key. When we don't have that, then our children know that we have a lack of respect either for ourselves or that person don't have no respect, but we're causing us to not have respect for ourselves. Because if you have respect for yourself, you won't tolerate what this man or this woman is doing to you. But yet instead, just to have them in my life, to have a relationship, to have this man, his companion, because I don't want to be alone, then I tolerate this. And our children sitting back and saying, man, you know, my mom would just go for anything, or my dad would just do anything. And this is causing a division with our children. And this same division is causing a resentment in their hearts towards the same sex, opposite sex, whatever the sex may be in a relationship. This, we are the cause. We are the roots of our children not succeeding. We are the reason that our daughters, our sons are becoming victims of suicide. Because my boyfriend broke up with me, and I feel like I'm suicidal now. But you said back, you said, well, they're not going to send you to counseling. You be your child counseling by your demonstration. This is what we are leaving out in a healthy relationship. Learn to have respect. If a person can't respect you, I don't need them. But I promise you, when you show respect for yourself, you'll be amazed how many people you're going to generate because you're respectful. If you walk in a mall and you got on a pair of some clothes that is too revealing, then everybody got respect for you. They're going to come to you thinking that you're trying to advertise yourself in order to have a man that night. But when you're a woman and you got your head up and you got dignity, you got class and respect, these are the people that are going to look at you like that. So instead of calling you out your name, they're going to say, yes, ma'am. You know, they're going to call you something that's got a title of respect. But see, when we don't do these things no more because, you know, social media, the latest fashion, these things, the latest song that's out that say that, you know, this is what you do on the dance floor. When we implement and duplicate these things, we're losing respect for ourselves. We are losing respect for ourselves. When we lose respect for ourselves, who's going to give you respect? Nobody. If you don't respect you, nobody's going to give you respect, meaning that your relationship, whatever it may be, is not going to be healthy. And it deteriorates for our youth, our kids, who sit back and watch us accept abuse. Healthy relationships. Tonight, Valentine's, we should all have somebody that we can love, somebody that loves us, and enjoy the day and recognize it for what it represents, a day of love. But do we all have it? No. That's why you talk to so many people today and they say, I don't even celebrate Valentine's. Because do we believe in love anymore? Do it exist? This was something I asked in Monday's show with Ms. Naomi. Do we actually believe? Or do love exist? Or just attraction? We don't trade love for lust. Nowhere in God taught us this. Nowhere did God, you know, teach us this. That, you know, we have traded love for lust. And it's causing us to not have a healthy relationship. It's causing us to not have children that have a healthy relationship. Because our actions is what they're going to duplicate. Our kids, some of them, they were able to start talking. They were looking at your mouth. When they started walking, they were looking at the way you walk, and you walk with them, whatever. What you wear, they want to wear. Our kids are a replica of us. And please don't believe that relationship is exempt from this aspect, this characteristic of us as people. Show respect for yourself, and I promise you, your little girl going to have respect for herself. Your son's going to have respect for himself, meaning that their relationship is going to be healthy because somebody's going to recognize this respect. But when you no longer have that because you have submitted, you became objective to the will of a person to have them in your bedroom or in your household at night, you just lost your child. I'm not saying you lost them in the physical aspect. I'm talking about you lost them in the respect aspect. Healthy relationship. If anybody likes to speak on it, man, please feel free. If you don't, then we can continue to go in, and Dr. Navigator is going to give it to you. I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm not going to hide that from you. I'm not going to play game or run game. I'm talking about what's going on in our communities, because this is important to me. I would you. I sit back and I mentor little guys, and I find out that they don't have respect for women, especially a black woman. Not making it a black or white issue, but this is true. They don't have respect no more for that. It's out the window. Beautiful, black is beautiful, calling them queens, you know, all that. They don't even hear this no more. We don't even have it in our communities no more. Ain't no such thing as, you know, a beautiful black woman. We learned this when they had the little episode on HBO when the children were saying what doll was beautiful and what doll was ugly. It ain't something that they learned from social media. These children have never been on social media. These were preschool children that learned this in their household. See, when you don't even consider yourself beautiful or worthy, that means you don't have respect for yourself. Your children don't have respect for you or their self. So, see, we are taking something from our children that we can't give back, something that it should be there automatic, self-respect. Self-respect, and I promise you, your relationship will be totally different, and you'll be considered healthy. But when you cannot show self-respect, and you say you ugly, or you gotta, you talking to your child, you keep telling your child your ugly self, whatever the case may be. Where, you know, I've heard this a million times when people talk about their children like that, set your ugly behind down, did grow with the child. And they think, hey, this is true. I must be ugly, meaning that now I got a low self esteem, and I gotta subject myself to, you know, whatever this guy tell me that, you know, to try to get me a boyfriend. Healthy relationship starts with respect. And then you got to have communication. You got to be honest with yourself. You got to have be compromised. You got to have individuality. You got to have anger control. You got to know how to fight fairly. See, these are characteristics of a healthy relationship. And if you don't have those tonight, what I just spoke of, then your relationship is not healthy. Meaning you got a low self-esteem or lack of respect for yourself. And it deteriorate from our children having the same characteristics that they need for a healthy relationship, meaning that Valentine won't mean nothing to them either, meaning they don't believe in Valentine, meaning they don't believe in love. Honestly, when you say Valentine, that's just the name they call it, but in reality, they don't believe in love. And for us to continue in life, you got to have what God did. God loves us so much that he gave it on his own son, that who should ever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. The key part of that is love. God loved us so much. If you don't love yourself, how can you expect anyone else to truly love you? How can you expect anyone to truly respect you? How can you have a healthy relationship? What's the life topic about? You won't have it. You won't see it. It won't be there. I say these things to you because Valentine's, it should mean something. It should mean that you're exerting love. Valentine's, it should be, hey, just if I received a card, a teddy bear, a rose, or whatever the case may be, my significant other was thinking about me like that tonight. But if we don't believe in Valentine, that means you weren't even expecting nothing tonight, was you? You didn't get nothing, or it don't mean nothing. And then you won't get it on the 14th, you won't get it on the 15th, and you won't get it on the 16th of every month. We say we want a good community, but we got to have a healthy relationship. Communities are based on people. Organization, you know, commitment, loyalty. Our community don't have it because we don't have love within our own household. This topic tonight with me, I thought about it because I had to do it spontaneously, but it just came to me abruptly that today is Valentine, and I listened to Miss Naomi Love Show Monday, and I realized we don't have love like we always stressing. I always say love to the line, because I have love for you as an individual. Do we have love for ourselves as an individual? And if we don't, then we won't have love within our relationship. So our relationship would not be healthy. If anybody would like to say something before we close out, man, please feel free. If you feel like you got a healthy relationship, let them hear about it, because maybe somebody can learn about, you know, what it will love do exist again. And we do have that grandmother, grandfather love. But if you don't have that, if anything you heard tonight reflect that your relationship is not healthy, you know, I hope you learn from it and say, hey, maybe I need to change something about myself. Maybe I need to show a little more self-respect. And maybe somebody will see this and say, hey, I like this person. I want to be with this person. We're compatible. And your relationship can be healthy. But if that's not the case, then, man, you're going to continue to be in a deteriorating state, and our community is going to continue to deteriorate. And you're going to continue to see that we don't even have relationships in our community because people are doing everything other than respecting one another, loving one another, challenging one another. And we're going to continue to lust after one another. And you're going to have them. I know little girls right now that have been with more men than their mother have in a whole lifetime. And they don't see nothing wrong with it. I talk to little boys that have been with more women, and they look at it as a badge of honor, not knowing that you are taking something from someone that you can't give back. With that being said, I would like to know if anybody would like to say anything before we close out tonight, because we are at that time. And if you don't, hey, I pray and ask that I hope you learn something from tonight's episode of Wisdom Wednesday. Okay, no one had nothing to say. I would like to say this. I appreciate the people that came tonight. Ms. Lane should be back next week. Tune in tomorrow for Thought for Thursday. We're going to make it happen. And as always, love to the line. Ms. Stephanie, can you please take us out now?
Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for today. I thank you for this opportunity to remind one another what love really means, the opportunity to reflect back on ourselves and what we are teaching our children and how we're teaching them how to love. And I thank you for this. I thank you for each individual who came on here tonight. I hope each one has learned something and taken something that they can take home and share with their own loved ones. I ask that you be with the sick tonight, and I ask that you be with anyone who is struggling, for you know what their needs are. I ask that you, again, just continue to use us to your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Good night.
All right. Good night, everyone. Feel better, Lane.
Good night.
Thank you. Whoa.